there's something that you're not doing. Yes, you, and I caught you. And in the words of Orange Juice Jones, no, his mama didn't name him Juice. But still, you cold busted. And if you're wondering what it means, allow me to translate. That means you've been caught red-handed. I caught you in the act. There ain't no denying the evidence against you. So tell the truth and shame the devil. And it finally means, well, you're busted. Straight up. Word to Big Bird. Now that you know how busted you are, what are you going to do about it? You could muster up the courage to do the thing or things you committed to doing at the beginning of this year. Uh-oh, you didn't think I knew about that? Yeah, I just said something. I just called you out about your beloved New Year's resolutions. You know, the ones that you were definitely going to keep and adhere to. This time. This year. The ones that meant more to you than those in the past. Because you got that special word this year. It set you on fire, like the Ohio players. For about a week. But now, you're almost 6 months into your year, and you've fallen off. What are you going to do about it? You could also lie your way to laziness, lethargy, and loneliness. That is, you could lie to yourself about why you haven't done what you haven't done. And then after settling for a settled for existence, you could revel and wallow in your lethargy. Boy, howdy, you'd be so much fun to be with, right? Of course not. That's where the loneliness comes in. Because who wants to be around you if you've quit? Not folk who keep moving forward. So, what are you going to do about it? Okay, full disclosure time. You're not in this alone. I've got to get back in the groove of a few things too. Yep, I've slipped into the land of comfortable. But I'm packing my bags and I'm leaving it. Ain't nobody got time for that. I've got dreams to remember. And so do you. And together, we can do this. I'll encourage you, then you've got to go and encourage some other folk. Deal? Cool. I appreciate you. But I've got a question, though. Are you really going to do anything about it? Because you could keep going down the dry and barren path of nothingness. The path of the sluggard. It's detailed in the book of Proverbs, most notably in Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 11. Verse 11 says this, "Poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber." In short, his path is whack. But make no mistake, it's a well-worn path because so many have taken the easy way out. Are you next? What are you gonna do about it? Aren't you glad that I asked? Yeah, of course you are. And here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna win. Because you're gonna recommit. Because you're going to refocus. Because you're going to re-engage. And you're going to win. You're going to put the work in. You're going to believe in you again. You're going to trust God's plans and promises for you again. And in case you forgot, you're going to win. Because when you resolved to do your things 6 months ago, you were in it to win it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And you still are. You just have to make a few adjustments. You may have to start from scratch, and that's not a bad thing. It might even be the best thing for you. So take a look at your plan and reassess it before you do. Because you don't want to do more than you have to, or more than you need to. Now ask yourself, what were you doing before you started reading or listening to this? Just in case you have a selective memory, let me help you out a bit. Prior to reading or listening to this, you were probably ready to throw in the towel. Shoot, that towel might have been getting ready to sit on a whole pile of towels. You also might have been ready to pack up your tent and go home. Don't you dare do it. Not while Coach Eric J. Watts is here. Remember what I've told and taught you. As long as you're still here, you've got a shot. Newsflash, if you're listening to this or if you're reading this, you're still here. And you cold busted. So what are you gonna do about it? I need you to know something, okay? You are not alone. Right, this is the part where you start singing Michael's song. But you're not alone, and I'd love to help you figure it out. Because I'm a certified coach, teacher, and speaker, this is what I do. And more than that, it's my life's calling. It's my passion and my purpose. I want you to experience transformational coaching and inspiring teaching. Because I'm fully committed to adding value to your life and helping you reach your full potential. So let's do this together. Contact me and let's talk about how I can speak life into your existence. It's your life. In 2015, it's your time. You've got one life to live. What are you gonna do about it?